Welcome to this episode of SEMO Spotlight. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yeah, my name is Marge Phillips. I am a past president. I've actually been all of the officers at one time in Phi Kappa Phi. The Honor Society of Phi Kappa Phi invited me to become a member in 1998. So I have been a member for quite a while and have seen a lot of things change. I am retired now from Southeast Missouri State University. I retired about 7 years ago, but I am still semi-active in the Honor Society of Phi Kappa Phi.
Wonderful. Could you tell me a little bit about the history then of the organization? I know it just hit, I think it's 32nd anniversary.
Well, our chapter, anyway. Mm-hmm. Now, the Honor Society of Phi Kappa Phi was founded in 1897, and it's actually the nation's oldest and largest and most selective all-discipline honor society. We have more than 300 chapters across North America and over 1.75 million members worldwide, and represents a distinguished global network of scholars and professionals. It's highly regarded by graduate schools and employers. Phi Kappa Phi recognizes exceptional academic achievement and a lifelong commitment to learning. Now, our chapter, SEMO's chapter, was chartered in 1992, and it has been nationally recognized for promoting academic excellence and literacy and community engagement. The chapter supports students through service initiatives such as the Born to Read Literacy Program and encourages participation in local and national fellowship opportunities. We have been a chapter for 34 years, so we've been active with many projects.
That's wonderful. Is that selection process? I know it's highly competitive.
It is. Eligible students, faculty, and staff, they have to be invited to become a member. Mm-hmm. And the juniors are invited, the top 7.5% of juniors and the top 10% of seniors and graduate students. And then faculty and staff just have to be invited also.
Mm-hmm.
And they receive an official invitation. This year, it's all coming email, since everything seems to be email or online anymore. It will be sent out in March. The invitations are sent actually from the National Phi Kappa Phi office.
Could you tell me a little bit more as well about your time in the chapter?
Okay, well, as I said before, I have been several officers and been a part of some national committees also. I was chairperson of the National Literacy Committee and the Love of Learning Committee. Those are two awards that chapters and individuals can apply for. I've also gone to several conferences and learned more and more about Phi Kappa Phi. It's been a good experience to learn how to lead. As I said, I was vice president and president, and it helped me to be able to get up in front of people and talk. Mm-hmm. And organize projects, find out what projects everybody would like to do, and trying to keep it all working. But we've had one of our projects, the Born to Read Literacy Project. We are really stressing how important it is to read to even babies.
Right.
And get them started in a good reading program. And it's a awesome project, I think, that we have kept ongoing for so many years.
I don't have any more hardball questions for you, but I do always open up the floor to my guests. If there's anything you'd like to note, you mentioned awards earlier, anything really.
Phi Kappa Phi gives to students and actually faculty and staff, if they apply, over $1 million in awards every year. So I'll just give a couple of examples. The Fellowship Award, and that is for students that are going into graduate school. They can't have had more than 6 hours of graduate school, but they can apply for the Fellowship Award.
Mm-hmm.
And there's 40 fellowships at $8,500 each, six at $15,000, and two at $35,000.
So wow.
They have to apply through the chapter. And actually, I'm in charge of that. They would apply through me, and then I have a committee that chooses whose application will be sent on to national The Honor Society of Phi Kappa Phi is very supportive of the students and faculty staff. So I don't know. Is there any other questions? Maybe something that I said spurred some thought?
No, you've been an incredible interviewee. I've gotten so much more information than I had before. Thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, you are welcome.
Thank you for listening to this episode of SEMO Spotlight. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and I will see you next time.